News Talk Breakfast. In association with AIR. Seamless connections with Ireland's number one broadband provider.
Now, members of the Association of Secondary Teachers in Ireland at the ASTI have voted to take industrial action unless the government addresses several issues related to COVID-19 in schools by the 30th of October. That's tomorrow. To discuss this further, we're joined now by Eamon Delaney, author and columnist, and Éan O'Riordan, Labour's education spokesperson. You're both very welcome to News Talk Breakfast this morning. I'm going to start with you, Eamon. This move by the ASTI, they have voiced these concerns since September, since before September, in fact. Is their move justified?
Well, threatening strike action is not justified, and it's very disappointing in the context of what we're all doing here. We're all in together, health services, you know, police, Gardaí, they're all stretched and working hard. And I'm afraid this goes back to the ASTI's traditional hardline stance on so many issues going back the years. It's one reason why many members have left the union. There seems to be a kind of tinny or a lack of any sensitivity to what's happening, and threatening strike action at this time is just unbelievable. Mm.
A lack of sensitivity to what's happening, Éan O'Riordan. Where do your sympathies lie this morning?
Well, I think what this threatened industrial action has done is to bring the issues of what's happening in schools to the fore. You may remember that only a number of weeks ago, the school secretaries threatened industrial action, and a number of weeks later, they've gotten all of their demands met by government. So clearly what the ASTI have done here is battered their members, and a national conversation is now going to be had as to what actually is happening in schools, which I think is worthy of us. In fairness to teachers in primary and secondary level, they're working extremely hard to keep our schools open. I think everybody wants to see that continue, but we can't hide away from the fact that there are issues. And speaking to principals, as I do on a daily basis, there is a level of fatigue creeping into the system that needs to be acknowledged. And some of the issues that are being raised in relation to contact tracing, rapid testing, these are issues that need to be resolved. Do we need industrial action? No, I don't believe that we do. But
and do you believe they should have called for that industrial action and voted in favour of it? Should it even have been on the agenda?
I think if you have a process in place where you're working in partnership with the department, then these things will never be called for, and you don't have ballots. But what clearly is happening is that partnership approach isn't in evidence. And if it was, I don't think you'd be having ballots of this nature. Mm-hmm. So I think what we need now is for government to address the issues that have been raised by the ASTI, but not just by the ASTI. In fairness, there have been other teacher unions like the INTO who obviously haven't balloted for industrial action, but have said that the contract tracing and the mechanisms around that are in our primary schools are shambolic. And that's something that, in fairness, the department needs to recognise to ensure that we keep our schools open.
Eamon, safety concerns, and it is a primary concern for teachers, for themselves and for their students.
But the
reopening and the keeping the schools open has been a priority for government, so much so that even under level 5 restrictions, the schools are staying open. Aren't the teachers right to put their concerns out there and have themselves listened to?
They're right to put their concerns, but others put their concerns as well. But I'm kind of amazed, actually, that Éan would sort of blithely endorse or at least excuse the threat of strike action. I mean, you heard the callers on RTE yesterday, furious that they're working these hours in A&E wards and hospitals. They're not threatening to strike action and walk off. And Éan knows very well, because he's in the education area, that the ASTI has been in the hands of trade union militants for years, you know. I mean, the megaphone at the minister, I think from his own party when he appeared a few years ago, was an AST member, you know, Socialist Party. I don't want to get all conspiratorial here, but this trade union has a reputation for incredible confrontation and incredible selfishness, actually, about their own terms. We're in a national emergency. Others are doing their bit. And to threaten strike action over personal equipment and contact tracing is just not on and grossly insensitive, in my opinion.
Do you want to come back on that, on the optics of this, how it looks, and everybody recognise that teachers are doing an amazing job in the circumstances, and they do have their concerns and concerns that have been put out there very clearly. But this decision, this putting the strike action, the threat of that on the table, is this a good move politically? Is this something that should be supported?
I'll go back to what I said at the beginning, and in fairness, I think I'm speaking to the reality that this is happening within schools. I'm waiting for Eamon to do the same. I'm talking about the issues around contact tracing.
I didn't actually interrupt you there.
Thanks.
It doesn't matter. You've been talking forever, Senator. You know the reality. Have some sensitivity to the public out there who are suffering.
Okay,
you know?
well, first of all...
Frontline workers. Your Labour Party should support them.
Okay, Claire, if I could just finish my sentence here. Yeah, the point here is that schools are doing an incredible job in order to facilitate schools being reopened and our children being cared for. Now, we can't ignore the fact that there are serious concerns within the education system as to how our workforce within education is being protected. Now, obviously, calls for industrial action makes everybody sit up and notice. We wouldn't be discussing this morning the issues within schools unless the industrial action is a threat, then.
You endorse it. It makes people sit up and take notice. You think it's a good thing. You've obviously veered even more to the left than you have in previous years. Eamon, maybe you're not. It's shocking, Eamon. Come on.
Sorry.
People are furious at this threat of strike action. Eamon, can I cut in here, Eamon?
Can I cut in here at this point? What would you like to see happen now on this matter? Where would you like to see this go from here to take that threat off the table?
Claire, if I'm allowed to just finish my sentence here, because I'm quite sure Eamon's not used to, you know, other people speaking when he speaks. But the point here is quite clear from where we come from and where from the Labour Party come from. Nobody wants to see industrial action. Nobody wants to see people walking off the job. But if the issues that have been raised by the ASDI and other teacher unions are taken seriously, then people have a real sense of the fatigue that is creeping into the system. We all want to be in a position where schools remain open, but we can't be blind to the fact that there's issues around contact tracing, there's issues around contradictory advice that schools are getting, there's issues around rapid testing, which should be rolled out on a real level. And I think, in fairness, if we were to work in a partnership approach with all education unions, we'd be in a much better place than we are today.
Okay, this is a debate that will run on. Thank you both for joining us this morning, Eamon Delaney and Eoin O'Rithun.